A new phase of the search. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Coast Guard suspended the search last night for six construction workers missing in the tragic Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Coast Guard's not going away. None of our partners are going away. But we're just going to transition to a different phase.
Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says divers will be back at daylight to resume the search. However, it is now considered a recovery mission. After 24 hours, the six workers are presumed dead.
Sadly, the death toll could actually rise even further in the days ahead, depending on how many vehicles were actually on the bridge at the time it went down. Over at the White House, President Biden offering to provide any and all federal assistance needed to clear the waterway and resume the traffic of the port.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The judge in former President Trump's hush money trial issues a partial gag order barring him from talking about witnesses and court staffers and those connected to the trial, which is set to begin April 15th. A Trump campaign spokesman called the order unconstitutional. Third-party presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces his running mate. She is attorney Nicole Shanahan.
You might also recognize her name due to her 2018 marriage to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, who filed for divorce in 2022. She reportedly has similar views on the environment, children's health, and has expressed concerns surrounding vaccines, but states she is not anti-vax.
Fox's Jeff Paul. It's unclear whether Kennedy would pull more votes from President Biden or former President Trump. A federal judge in Florida sentences convicted child molester 53-year-old Samuel Arthur Thompson to 220 years in federal prison for producing child sexual abuse material and hacking into the Jumbotron at the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium before they fired him. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The three men convicted of the 2020 murder of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia are set to appeal their federal hate crime convictions.
Attorneys for Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan will ask a federal appeals court in Atlanta to throw out their 2022 hate crimes convictions. The three white men who were convicted of murder in a Georgia state court found guilty of chasing and fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old unarmed black man, in 2020. Then found guilty of federal hate crime charges, the McMichaels receiving life sentences, Brian 35 years in prison. In court filings, their lawyers claim they chased Arbery because they believed he was a criminal, not because of his race. Prosecutors disagree. Arbery's family will reportedly be in Atlanta to rally against the appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The House Ethics Committee is investigating GOP Congressman Troy Nels of Texas. Nels said in a statement the probe is related to his campaign finances and that he looks forward to assisting the committee with the inquiry. Someone is a brand new billionaire today.
A single winner from New Jersey taking Tuesday's $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. It's the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. If that winner opts for the lump sum, they'd get nearly $526 million before taxes. The jackpot winner overcoming the odds of 1 in 302 million. There were 13 second prize winners, each taking home $1 million. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Amazon expands its same-day prescription delivery to include Los Angeles and New York. The service covers prescriptions to manage flu, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other common conditions. And Amazon already offers the service in six other cities and plans to add 12 more by the end of the year. And stocks ended with modest losses yesterday. The Dow down 31 points. The Nasdaq slipped 69. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.